Staying with the environment, and the Victorian government has given its strongest indication there that it's open to ending clear felling and closing down the hardwood timber industry in key parts of Victoria's Central Highlands to prevent the extinction of the Leadbeater's possum, which is Victoria's mammal emblem. But Lisa Neville, Victorian Minister for the Environment, Climate Change and Water, has made it clear she wants the federal government to help financially with any bailout of the industry. Well, yesterday, Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt upgraded the protection of Leadbeater's possum to critically endangered. Environment editor Greg Borschman reports.
Critically endangered. It's the highest level of protection under national environmental law. So, for the Leadbeater's possum, what does that official and long overdue listing actually mean? No one knows better than Professor David Lindenmayer from the Australian National University. He's been studying Victoria's faunal emblem for more than 30 years.
This animal's in enormous trouble. There are somewhere between 2 and 4,000 at the most.
David Lindenmayer says that may sound like a lot, but Leadbeater's is now struggling to survive in around 1% of its original and preferred old-growth habitat.
The real issue here is the rapid decline, not only in the animal's population, but also in the animal's critical habitat. And so we know that if we don't do something very quickly about this animal, it will be extinct within about 20 years and possibly even sooner.
This is no great surprise to you because you've been studying Leadbeater's for more than 30 years. You've known for a long time that it's in trouble, haven't you?
I have. I've known since probably about 1988 that this animal was in serious trouble because it spends 75% of its life living inside of a large old tree, and we know that big old trees are declining extremely quickly, and we know that the amount of old growth mountain ash forest is now 1.16% of the entire forest estate. So it's at evolutionarily low levels.
You say Leadbeater's is one of the most studied endangered species in the world. So where has the roadblock been? Why has formal listing as critically endangered taken so long?
I think the real reason here is that the logging industry has made it impossible to implement the kinds of changes that are desperately needed. So, for example, last year we had a sham process in Victoria where the timber industry basically awarded itself $7 million to keep cutting the forest under the guise of protecting Leadbeater's possum. It was one of the most perverse outcomes in the history of threatened species worldwide. And all that essentially did was create an even more perverse situation where the logging industry was basically logging Leadbeater's possum to extinction.
Is it a matter of either or? If we want logging, will we not have Leadbeater's possum? Is it as simple as that?
It's now got to that stage. It wouldn't have been like that 20 years ago. It wouldn't have been like that 30 years ago. But now, because of extensive clear-fell logging and fire, and the additional fire risks that are created by logging the forests. Logging makes these forests more fire prone and contributed to the extent of damage in the 2009 wildfires. Now the system is under such pressure and populations of Leadbeater's possum are under such pressure that we simply have to make the change to transition the industry into plantations as soon as possible.
Professor Lindenmayer said it was important that Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt had upgraded the endangered listing of Leadbeater's possum.
Now what we need is the Victorian government to grow a spine and move in here and make the logical scientific decision, which is to remove industrial clear felling from the forest estate.
Lisa Neville is the Victorian Minister for Environment, Climate Change and Water.
There's no doubt that we have to continue to prioritise the protection of the Leadbeater possum in Victoria. We are absolutely committed to making sure that the possum is not made extinct over the next few years.
Lisa Neville last week announced the setting up of a Leadbeater's possum industry task force. She says the possum is in trouble and it's important to find common ground.
We know that the Central Highlands was significantly impacted by the bushfires and that's put greater pressure on the possum. So we do need to find a solution. But it is our view, the Victorian Government's view, the one that we took to the election, that we need to do that in a way that achieves common ground, a common understanding about the solution. And I'm genuinely heartened by the willingness of people to achieve common ground, and I do think we will get a positive outcome that will be good for the long-term survival of the possum.
Minister, I'm getting a sense from you there that you are flagging the end of logging in key parts of central Victoria to protect Leadbeater's possum.
Look, what we know is that regardless of what we do there, we have a challenge around the industry, and the industry, you know, is aware of that. We need to find a long-term solution for the industry itself, the forest industry. We need to protect jobs into the long term. There are a lot of jobs involved here, and it's a big part of our economy. But we also, on the other side, have some big challenges in this particular area about the protection of that habitat and the protection of the possums.
Given the crisis, given that the possum is now listed as critically endangered, what sort of timeframes are you working to? What do you want to see in 12 months or 2 years or 3 years' time?
Look, you know, I know that the parties who are coming to the task force are keen to get, you know, a solution. I don't want to put a final timeline on, but certainly we would be seeking a solution within this term of government.
So what price extinction would $10 million, if that bought you a guarantee that would mean that the Leadbeater's possum survived into the long term and it was a bailout for the timber industry, would that be something that you could live with?
Look, you know, one of the things that will obviously come out of this, and given the federal minister's, you know, very strong interest in this issue, that we would be wanting to have some conversations with the federal government in relation to, you know, a long-term solution in that area, a long-term solution for the forest industry, and a long-term solution that saves the Leadbeater possum in Victoria.
But for any bailout, it is going to cost money, isn't it?
Well, that's the sort of conversation we want to have with the federal government about, but we don't know what that is yet, and that's part of the role of the task force, is to look at what is it that we need to invest in to secure the forest industry, what is it that we need to invest in to secure the habitat for the Leadbeater possum, and that's what's going to deliver, I think, the best outcome for the possum and for the workers in the area and also for Victorians overall.
And that was Lisa Neville, Victorian Minister for the Environment, Climate Change and Water, ending that report by our environment editor, Greg Borschman.